Bickley and Murata. It's Shane Doan Day on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Look who's here, Dan Bickley. The one and only Shane Doan. Just days away from having the number 19. Man. Up in the rafters at Gila River Arena. What's up, Doner?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thanks for doing this.
Feels like we've been honoring you for a year and a half.
Oh, I know.
My goodness, isn't it?
Are you embarrassed by all this at some point?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but thank you.
All right, first things first. We had you on last week, the day of the roast.
Yes.
How did it go?
Unbelievable. I was so anxious to be sitting up there on the stage, and for like 3 days before, I couldn't sleep because all I kept thinking was, if they suck, I'm sitting right beside them and they get to leave the stage and I have to stay up there the whole time. And they were unreal. Every one of them was unbelievable. The local people were amazing. The people that came in from out of town were great. It was awesome.
Well, the fact that you have not seen the way we roasted you kind of bothers me, because I was heading off for vacation and I left my cell phone here for a week. I was in Florida. This was here for a week because I went and we filmed this thing, right? So you want to tell them the jokes we did? You want to do off the top of our heads?
Well, didn't play those after all that?
Used for something, so we won't.
Yeah,
we'll tell you at a later date. We'll check in with you. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
I think they might be doing something after the game. Channel 12 might be using a bunch of stuff.
That makes more sense.
And I don't know, because I was sitting up on the stage and there was a screen behind me and they were giving, and people were laughing. So there might have been, and I haven't seen.
Okay, well, if they were laughing, they didn't.
It wasn't you guys.
No, Jarrett wrote a few jokes and they turned out.
Well, they definitely weren't laughing then.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, for once, they were actually really biting and funny.
How did your rebuttal go? Were you comfortable with it?
I was comfortable. There were some things that they asked me to say that there was no chance I was saying about some people that I kind of knew. And I was like, no, not going there. But in the end, it was pretty good. It ended up being funny and. I mean, everyone's laughing. You know, in a comedy club, once you get laughing, everything's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, and then once that starts to happen, then you feel confident and you get a little bit more relaxed. And it was a good time.
That's so cool. All right. Now, I mean, you've had time to reflect on all of this, obviously. Time to prepare for it mentally. I mean, just look back at arriving in Phoenix all those years ago. And did you ever think you'd end up in a place like this where your number's going, nobody's ever going to wear 19 again for the Coyotes? I mean, just, you know, reflect on all that.
Yeah, there was definitely for about 3 years there where I didn't think I was going to get to wear number 19 for very long here. So I never in a million years would dream. I mean, no one does. No one dreams of something like this.
Well, okay. Memory.
You're being heckled by Gambo outside the glass.
There we go.
Didn't he learn his lesson the first time?
I know. Hey.
Take him down again.
You walked in here and you took him down in about 1.5 seconds.
But he said he couldn't throw punches, so that's the difference. But.
Oh, and I could tell you were shaking in your boots, too. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so when you look back now, and I think Vinny touched on some of this now, and that's sort of like a career in retrospective, what starts to make sense to you now that time has passed? Because it's celebrated for all the things, loyalty, never leaving, all that kind of stuff. Has there been any surprises at all as you process this of what things have meant to you or maybe haven't meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the fact that being able to stay here the whole time, I'm continually surprised by the number of people that kind of grew up with me. And I know that, like, I never really viewed it that way, because I think people, I got here when I was 19, and if you're only, you know, 6 or 7 years younger than an athlete, you don't really view them as being in the same age bracket as you. So they're like 12 and 13-year-old kids that are like, oh, I grew up with them. I'm like, we're the same age. Mm-hmm. But they're now, you know, 35, 40-year-old people that have wife and kids, and they talk about, and that's something that a lot of people now have came up to, and will come up and talk to me. Like, I was there in the first few years, and we got married, and now our kids are going, and that's, I never really value, didn't value that. I really valued that, but I never really put the relationship together of myself and them the way that it is now, and that's something that, it surprised me, and it's great, and I appreciate it, and Hey, it was something that was special.
Yeah, here's something to hit home for that. My son's turning 23 next month. He has not lived in a Phoenix, Arizona that didn't have Shane Doan as part of the sporting landscape. I mean, it's crazy.
And see, he's laughing at that because it just sounds ridiculous.
It does. It does. And but it's an example of like people are the significant parts of their like you don't really start cheering for a team till you're in your probably 9, 10, 11, mm-hmm. like when you start to remember. And for that those guys, I mean, there's a bunch of people that are in their mid 30s that were like, yeah, that's. And that's something that I never really dawned on me. I view them as the same age as me.
All right, here's a tough one for you potentially. Your number's going up in the rafters. There's other numbers that are retired by this organization, some of them in Winnipeg. Dale Hawerchuk's number is retired. How important is it for you personally that this team stays in this market so 19 is always here in Arizona?
Oh, well... That's huge for me. I mean, it's something that I recognize that if the team leaves, my career pretty much goes too. You know, in a way that and it was always kind of in the back of my head, and it was something that I struggled with as there is rumors of the team leaving throughout my career. Mm-hmm. And so there was always that thought. Now, you know, the guys that played for the California Golden Seals or the Colorado Rockies before in the NHL, and you don't really know who those guys were.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
That's
hockey.
A great point.
I love hockey, and I am a huge, huge fan of it, and I love the history of it. And it's hard to even. I know Don Cherry coached the Rockies for a little bit. I know that there's a few guys that played for the Colorado or for Oakland, but. It's hard, and I recognize that. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is. And
no, it's a great point.
We've been here longer than they were ever there, and we're going to be here around, and I'm pretty confident in that. But I'm definitely aware of it.
But to your point, though, James, sorry.
No, go ahead.
But to your point, you say if the team goes, your career kind of goes with it. I don't necessarily agree totally with that. I mean, you'll always be a big part of the Phoenix landscape.
Yeah.
I mean, the future of the franchise. I mean, to use the Dale Hawerchuk example, who's a legend in Winnipeg, but – Coyotes fans don't know much about his career.
No, and that's a great point. To me, one of the things that's scary is the whole what's gone on. Is what's kind of happened in Winnipeg with the team coming from Atlanta and then the Jets being considered. When people talk about the Jets, they consider them being our team, our mm-hmm. sister kind of franchise, and they're Atlanta's franchise. We're in town there, and Keith Tkachuk or the. Patrick Laine was close to scoring 50 goals, and they were talking about the last Jet to score 50 goals, and they'd mentioned Keith Tkachuk because I was there the year he did our last year there. But realistically, it was Ilya Kovalchuk, mm-hmm. who was from the Atlanta Thrashers.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it's just something that you that
it gets muddled.
Like it gets muddled, and you don't. And I'm adamant that that's not happening. It's not going to happen, and I'm confident and hoping that everything. I mean, it looks great now, and obviously we're excited. But that's obviously something that went through my mind while I was playing.
And I think it's a real poignant thing. Let me ask you that now. And this is not due to individual concerns or any selfishness, but in terms of just civic concerns and the well-being of all of us as sports fans. Did you think it was incumbent on the Suns or the Phoenix City Council or the City of Phoenix to try to put a roof over both these franchises?
Yeah, obviously I enjoyed the time we were down there. And the fans enjoyed it. The people enjoyed it. You talked to all the players that came through. They loved it. Yeah. They loved it down there. And the downtown Phoenix has only grown with Marketplace and mm-hmm. Cityscape and everything that they've done. It's absolutely amazing downtown. And that could have been a great marriage. That's doesn't look like that's really something that's viable or that is wanted by all the parties involved. So mm-hmm. you kind of just have to accept that.
Can this, you know, if another arena is in the future for the Coyotes, can the East Valley work?
In your mind? Yeah, in my mind. But yeah, I mean, I think it'd be just because of everyone that comes up and everyone that talks and everyone that says, you know what, I was a big fan, but once you left, it kind of, you know, it's hard for me to get all the way over there. I spend most of my time, most of the hockey players in that area are in that Eastern Valley area and in Chandler and Eastern Scottsdale and mm-hmm. Northern Phoenix. It's not that Glendale isn't amazing. It's an amazing arena. It's an amazing spot, Westgate. And it's just not really centralized in the valley, and there's usually a reason that the sports franchises are in a central location.
Yeah, especially now more than ever with young people's habits and wanting to be in the center and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's kind of a shame that way. I want to, now that we got you here, I've long contended that in great hockey markets, what went down in that Detroit series when you got injured and you were not available in was 5 and 6, but you wanted to go in 7, and Tip said no. Now, I'm not starting to create a controversy here, but this is, to me, this is a great hockey time. Can you imagine how that story would have played out in Boston or Toronto? Mm. Team captain wants to play, head coach says no. It just kind of was glossed over here. Lay that story out for people who aren't aware. Can you do that without impugning anybody? I mean, we all love Tip. We love you. It was a decision he made that you didn't agree with. We'll never know how it would have turned out. Lay that story out on us.
Yeah, I got hurt in Game 3, and it was pretty significant. I mean, it hurt my shoulder pretty good, and I'd never been hurt, never hurt my shoulder. Was pretty fortunate throughout my career. Game 4 and 5, there was no chance I could play at all. I couldn't. I was really struggling. Game 6, it was a little bit closer, but Tip told me I wasn't allowed to, until I went through a practice without getting injections in my shoulder, I wasn't allowed to go and play a game. But we won Game 6, and he promised me if I didn't play Game 6 that I'd be able to, well, he said that if I didn't play Game 6, you'll be able to play Game 7. And then in the practice before Game 7, I went out without getting injected, without getting any freezing, without taking anything. And me and Noki Linen went at it really hard in practice, because as we called him Noki, I was like, Noki, you have to run me. You have to be as physical. You have to show, like, if you hurt me, it's fine. Then I can't play. But if you don't hurt me, then I get to play. So come at me as hard as you can. And we ran each other, and I ran him hard. And I walked off the ice, and I thought I was in. Like, I was pretty sure. And Tip was waiting right as I came off the ice in Glendale. And he's like, Donor, yeah, we can't. We won the last game without you. We'll win this game without you. We'll be able to. And then you'll get to play against San Jose. San Jose was waiting for us. And I was adamant that I could play, and I was fairly emotional and upset about it. And he talked about Billy Guerin. Something happened with Billy Guerin when he was in Dallas where he let Billy play, and it hurt Billy, and that wasn't good. And he said, I don't want to do that to you. And he said, the worst thing in the world would be for you to finally get out of the first round and not be able to play in the second. And so I understood was his I just really, really, really wanted to play that game. And I had a little bit and so that I left. I went for a trail ride, actually. I went and got on my horse and went for a ride for about 2.5-3 hours by myself. I might have cried a little bit and then came back and sat and watched the game and maybe cried some more.
It's an amazing story. Like I said, in any other hockey market, that would have been A1 news for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe longer.
Compare that feeling. Let's just we'll get to what we were going to do, Jared.
What are we going to do?
Well, we have Ticket Window Tuesday. Let's do it at the end. We'll do it at the end of this segment. How's that? That'll give people a head start on dialing. Compare that feeling of not being able to play against Detroit in Game 7 over finally getting over that hump, winning a couple series, Western Conference Finals, and the way things shook out. And I know you were emotional at the end of that series, too, against the Kings. Compare those two feelings, if you could.
Yeah, this was a lot of the roast was about how often I lost. And, but, that was just hard in the fact that, I mean, I recognized how long it had taken me to get to that spot, and that it wasn't exactly, you know, it kind of, the chips had kind of fallen in the right direction for us for a little bit there going into the playoffs. Smitty was on fire. Everything was kind of working the right way. It obviously, I knew how hard it was to get to that spot, and to lose there was really, really difficult. And I probably was recognizing that it was going to be really difficult to get back. And that was probably what brought – and the way that the series went and losing – I think we lost two of the last three, went to overtime, and we lost two of them, and it was just frustrating.
That time we talked about it on the air, and I remember writing about it on ArizonaSports.com too. It felt so different from anything anybody that's lived in Phoenix for a long time had felt in terms of hockey. I remember using the phrase, it felt like a hockey town. I was going to watch a game at my sister's house. We were having a party to watch an NHL playoff game against the Kings. Did you get that same feeling at the time that, all right, you know, we have our fans, but this is becoming a hockey town now. Did you get that feeling?
100%. And that was probably the – that's one of the reasons I when it really comes down to – I mean, obviously I stayed for all kinds of reasons, but that was also the year that I was coming up for a new contract. Mm. And I was like, man, this is – If we just kind of keep the group together, we had the ability to add some more pieces. We had the ability to make some to the room to add some higher end talent, and instead we let go of some veteran defensemen. We thought we could bring in a couple of young guys without really replacing them with what we needed, and like that, it was gone. And that was probably as frustrating of a year the following year as I'd ever played.
What's interesting to me is you look across the NHL, and for a while, they always attracted a lower-level kind of owner. Not in all cities, but because you could snag a franchise for $100 million, $85 million, you got some hedge funds.
Is
you
that
got
all?
You got some, but you got some guys who had it all. It was all paper money. It wasn't real. And we've seen markets collapse, suffer because of that. In here in Arizona... I've heard it. We all know new ownership is coming eventually. I'm curious, and I've heard that when it does happen, there's going to be a finite amount of time for this team to stay here or not. I think this end game is coming. Do you think there's going to be a role for you to help sell that to whatever potential new home there might be? And how engaged do you want to be in that process, given how it ended for you here?
Oh, yeah, I want to be involved. I mean, I love it. I love this franchise. I love the people that I have more. The relationships with the people I want to help out. I mean, I that's the thing that I want to help. I mean, be involved. I just want to help at work. If I'm involved, that's great. If I just can be a voice to help at work, then I'll just do that because I'm a huge, huge fan of the people that there's a lot of things that are really done well here. And one of the things that always has amazed me is, there hasn't been a lot of winning in a long time in Arizona with regards to the sports, mm-hmm. with hockey particularly, but in general. And yet the fans still seem, if there's a slight chance of a winner, if there's just a glimmer of hope that there's a winner, they get behind it. Like, they really do. They really, and now as the Valley's kind of grown up in age, and when I first got here, it was kind of there wasn't a lot of young people that were kind of our age that had been here for a while. It was kind of a whole group of people that had moved here that were our age. And now there's a group of people that have been here for 25 years that are our age, and this is their home, and their kids' sports. They cheer for these teams, and they've grown up with these guys, and there's an opportunity for it to really work. And I think that it's going to work. It's just hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, Shane Doan is our guest in studio for a full hour, and then they suckered you into staying for an hour with Burns and Gambo. How'd they do that?
Blackmail.
I've always wondered about this because not only in Arizona, but people say the name Shane Doan, and you get that reaction. Oh, man, that guy's a great guy. You're universally loved and respected. And I think that goes throughout hockey for the most part. When you look back on your career, is there one guy that you would consider your nemesis, like your arch rival? Do you have one?
Dustin Brown?
Yeah, but we've become friends.
And get out of here.
Off the ice, we get along. I hate playing against that guy. I really look forward to playing against him. But really look forward to playing against him. It was a lot of fun. But I really enjoy, as we've got to know each other, I really enjoy them. I hated the Detroit Red Wings. Like, I hated the Detroit Red Wings. They beat us four times in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Which,
yeah.
I mean, they beat a lot of teams four times, you know, a lot of times in the playoffs. But I couldn't stand that whole group of teams that they had where they just kept winning. And that was annoying and frustrating. But then, obviously, with the Kings, with the way that it ended, I hated that situation. And then, obviously, Brownie and I got into it a few times pretty good. And when it becomes personal like that, that usually brings out the best in both guys. And I think it did on both sides. And what bugs me even more is he won two Stanley Cups and I didn't even get to the Stanley Cup. So
tell me about this, because Jared always makes fun of your nice nature, like, you know, apologizing while you're slugging somebody. You want to do a little of that for him?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You sound like a Canadian Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, there you
go. Oh, look at that. Canadian Winnie the Pooh. But here's my question. There have been times, and I've seen you over the course of your career, when you did become a raging monster, and it was exhilarating, and you're country strong, and when you get really, really mad, I've seen you hurt some people pretty badly. How often did that happen in your career, and what do you make of that side of you on the ice?
Oh, that's it's one of the things that, in kind of in a weird way, I probably miss as much as anything. Is the freedom to be able to do that, and not in a way that it's like I want. It's just, it's exhilarating when you have the opportunity to do that. Like, it really is, and I think that's what makes sports so great, is that there's that intensity and that emotion that you can't get out without getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. There's probably at the end of my career, it was probably one of the things that I think was starting to lack a little bit, was that real intense. There's definitely times it happened, but for the most part, it took a little bit more to do. And that was, that's the best part of our sport, is the balance between being out of control with your emotions and yet at the same time understanding that in order to be successful, you had to have control over them.
You know what Wolf would call that? Tapping into the rage tree.
Right. That's, well, that's pretty good.
As you well know, it's a Shane Doan ticket window Tuesday. We've got one more pair of tickets to give away to the Jersey retirement game this Sunday. So why don't we do that right now?
Shane Doan ticket window Tuesday opens now.
I always ask Bickley for the number, donor, but I'll ask you since you're here. Give me a caller number.
All right, 7.
Caller 7.
Nice.
All right, if you're caller 7 right now on this Shane Doan Ticket Window Tuesday, brought to you by Arizona Central Credit Union, 602-260-9870. We're going to set you up with 2 tickets to that game against the Jets. You get to be there for all the festivities and history at Gila River Arena. Caller 7 right now, 602-260-9870. Good luck on the dialing. Shane's going to stick around. We're going to subject him to, have you been briefed on this, Mock My World?
Yeah.
And it's right up your alley.
I know. Yeah. Great. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Great.
We'll do that next. It's Shane Doan Day here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Today's Sanderson Ford poll question on the front page of ArizonaSports.com. On a scale from 1 to 10, how confident are you in the Coyotes making the playoffs this season? Your choice is 0 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 8, 9 to 10. Might as well put Doner on the spot. What, 3 points out right now?
Yeah.
But like 3 teams wedged in between those three. Those spots, where would you put your confidence level, Shane?
Well, I mean, if they can do what they did last year, where they kind of turned it on in the second half, and it kind of looks like they're trying to do that. Obviously, Kemper's been big. Probably right around a 6-7. It's still up in the air. It's not something that you've given up on, but it's not something that you're definitely counting on. 100%.
Shane, they just asked for a number, not your life story.
there we go. Thanks, Jared. I missed you.
15% agree with you, Donner. 6-8. 49% are in the 3-5 category right now. You can cast your vote. It's the Sanderson Ford poll question on the front page of ArizonaSports.com.
The decisions they make have very little influence on sports in Arizona. Every move they make pretty much gets ignored. Bickley and Murata bring you Movers and Shakers Week, brought to you by nobody.
I thought I was coming on for Movers and Shakers Week.
You gave birth to that, Donner. It turned into a running gag. All right, we got to get to our next, we're running up against it time-wise. It's Mock My World time, Jared. Hit it.
Bickley and Murata, Mock My World.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
Are you mocking me?
Have you heard this segment before, Shane?
I have heard this segment.
Okay, so you know how this works. Yourself, yeah. Myself, Dan Bickley, Jarrett Carlin will each have a draft for 4 members. Snake-style draft.
Yes.
And in your honor today.
Yes.
The subject is best hockey players never to win a Stanley Cup. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, come on.
Well, even if I get on that, if I get on that list,
somewhat of an honor.
Yes, it's huge.
Famous all-time best Canadians.
All right.
In entertainment, politics, sports, whatever realm.
Oh, yeah.
Music.
All right.
Do we have a draft order, Jerry?
We do. Vince has the first pick.
Of course. I wonder where I'm at, Jerry.
No, you're second.
Oh.
Shane Doan is in the Dan Bickley spot, number three. And then
how does Doaner not get the number one pick on his day?
It's random. Happens. It's all fair.
It's no cold envelope.
Oh, look at that.
All right, Vinny's, you're on the clock. Greatest Canadians of all time.
Wow, this is really
your
rough.
Your first pick will be?
Wow. I'm going to... It's too broad a category. I'm going to go with the greatest hockey player of all time, Wayne Gretzky.
Yes,
Wayne Gretzky. Good choice. All right, Dan?
Even though people think he's a multinational, Steve Nash is more Canadian than anybody. Steve Nash.
He wasn't even born there.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Canadian. Will you call him a Canadian, Doaner?
Yeah, I'd call him Canadian. We claim you if you live there for like 2 weeks, we'll be like, yeah, you're Canadian for sure. It doesn't really matter where you're born.
All right, Shane, your first round pick.
Lorne Michaels.
Wow.
Oh, very good.
Saturday Night Live. Everyone loves Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live guru, absolutely.
Yes. You should have played Mock My World last week.
All right.
Finally did the SNL cast members pick while you were gone.
Yes.
Oh. You picked a good time.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Jarrett, you get two picks.
Okay, I get two picks. I am going with Neil Young.
Oh, good pick.
One of the great rock and roll stars of all time. And I'm going to go with Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
Somewhat controversial pick, I'd say.
Especially right now.
Yes.
Well, he was growing up, he was one of my favorite and had a string of hits that was unprecedented. Now, not so much, but now he's a crazy lunatic who paints crazy pictures.
All right, Doaner, your second pick.
He does what?
He's a crazy lunatic who paints crazy pictures.
Okay, whatever.
I guess I'll go with... Gordie Howe. I'll go with Gordie Howe.
That's good. Mr. Hockey.
As a Canadian, I got to have a hockey player on there.
All right.
Put me down for Mike Myers, Jarrett.
Yeah. All right.
Former Diamondback reliever?
No, the actor. Austin Powers.
All right. I got back-to-back picks in rounds 2 and 3. I'm going to go with the late, great John Candy.
Oh yeah. Good one.
Very good.
And... I just recently saw a video that reminded me of how iconic this woman was at one point. Pam Anderson. And I'm going to stick the adjective. I'm going to stick with iconic. That's all
very
I'll say.
Do you know how she was found?
Wasn't she at a CFL game?
Yes.
And they panned the crowd?
Yes, they panned the crowd.
Yeah.
I thought she fell in a pool and floated to the top.
Oh, come on, Jared.
All right, for goodness sakes. Okay.
She was saving someone when she fell in the pool, though.
Of course. She is Canadian, after
and
all.
She was a lifeguard.
Was she on Home Improvement before Baywatch or after?
Before.
That's really the first time I remember her.
Yeah.
All right.
Vic, you're up.
I don't know that many Canadians. I should. I can't pick the rock band Rush, can I? Because we need to do one guy.
Yeah, one person.
So pick one guy.
Yeah, you could pick the lead singer.
Neil Peart, the drummer.
Whoa. That's not going to be a good one.
You don't think so? Are you not a Rush fan?
Are you a Rush guy?
I am a Rush guy.
Do you like the Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, actually.
Isn't that the greatest show ever?
It is actually. Their idea for their movie was so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever saw
it. I haven't seen it.
It's about a guy. He ends up going to jail because they're smuggling drugs across the border, and he joins the inmates' hockey team, and he's an unbelievable goalie,
floor
hockey team. And he's about to be paroled, and all of the guards are trying to get him out because they can't score on him, and he's trying to stay in.
That's good.
It's actually just hilarious.
That's good. I like that.
I might watch that now.
It's actually really funny.
All right, your pick, Shane.
This is a little... I think I might go with William Shatner.
Wow.
Captain Kirk.
Shatner.
Do you do a Shatner impression by any chance, Shane?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. Feed me up, Scotty. That's about all I got. I do no impression. As well as yours, but I don't do them very often.
Jarrett, two picks.
This is Shane Doan as William Shatner. Ready? pool. Spa. Captain. Okay. All right. My last two picks, I'm going to go with Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Nice young Jewish boy like myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Took my
pick. Deadpool. Very handsome. There you
go. Yes. Yes.
All right. Your last pick.
My last pick. I've went a little bit older with most of my picks, so I might have to go a little bit younger with the next pick, and I'll go with Seth Rogen.
Ah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Movies.
Yeah, he's kind of been. He was between. I won't say the other guy because I'm going to help you guys out.
Yeah, you don't want to help us.
All right, your last pick, Dan.
Is Elon Musk Canadian?
He lived there for a bit, but he's not.
He's not Canadian.
That one they're not claiming.
No, okay.
Not anymore. We've tried to, and then a couple people have objected to it. I'm a huge fan of him, though.
So am I, but I don't think he cuts. I don't think he's Canadian. Put me down for a Mario Lemieux.
Oh,
very good.
Nice.
Surprised he lasted that long. Very nice.
All right, my last pick, since Ryan Reynolds is off the board, Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
The greatest Wolf basketball player that ever lived.
Take that, Jason Bateman.
He was a boxer in the second one.
Oh, in the second one?
He was a boxer. All right, so the draft of the greatest Canadians ever.
I'm surprised Celine Dion.
I know. My last pick was between Celine Dion and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd.
And Dan Aykroyd, yes.
Oh, Aykroyd's a good one, too.
Yes.
No Biebs?
Oh, Justin Bieber.
He's disgusting.
No Nickelback?
Why is
Nickelback's from like my hometown,
it's like
which I still am excited about. Not a lot of others are, but I'm really excited about.
Now, aside from Rush, okay, why is it that most great Canadian musicians are female singers? Like Alanis Morissette. There's a ton of great.
Avril Lavigne.
Got her my iPod.
I don't know.
Are there that many, really?
I think so.
We just
Shania
named
Twain.
Shania Twain. Yeah. Mark Twain.
Yeah, keep going.
All right, we'll get to the
Alexander Graham Bell didn't get mentioned. I can't believe he didn't get mentioned.
Really?
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah.
Mike Weir, the golfer, didn't get a mention. Donovan Bailey didn't get a mention.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah. Ben Simmons.
Ben Johnson and his yellow steroid-infused eyeballs.
Ben Simmons is Australian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins.
Now that's
Larry Walker.
All right, we'll get the graphic up. We'll let you vote. Everybody vote for Doner. It's his week.
Oh,
he's got a good team. He went Lorne Michaels.
Why do you think
Michaels.
I took Neil Peart? Because I got no chance of winning.
I like that pick. I like that
one. You determine the winner of Mock My World. Back with more with Shane Doan right after this, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Now, Vinny, I don't know when we use the term separate ways and what athlete you're talking about, but I made a mental note that this was going to be the song of the day, and I completely forgot the context. Who are we talking about?
I have no idea. You think I listen to this show?
Now we've received some other stuff, some great rock bands. Triumph. I forgot about Triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good.
The Tragically Hip.
Huge
in Canada.
Like, beyond huge. Like, the entire country mourned. Just last year,
really?
When he passed away, it truly was. Again, like, not even trying to be funny.
I remember.
No, I have received confirmation, Vinny, that our jokes are awesome, wicked, biting jokes. Will be part of the Channel 12 roast to Shane Doan on Sunday night.
Okay, good.
So 10:30 p.m. on Sunday night.
All right. So the surprise is out of the bag.
Oh,
yeah. Now we got to live up to that expectation.
No, there's no pressure.
Don't be alarmed either, because it's all three of us.
Yes.
But it's Vince telling a joke and me telling two jokes because it took seven takes and Dan couldn't get his joke straight.
Yeah, because I didn't write it. You wrote it, okay?
And then you were pressed for time because he had to catch a flight to Disney World.
You're on your way to Disney.
I was slightly being pulled in 5,000 directions.
No, but here was Bickley like, come on, we got to get this done. I was like, well, then get your lines right.
Did you hear, Shane, that Bickley went to Disney for a week without his cell phone, left it here?
He pointed that out and blamed me for it, actually.
Yeah, actually, I did. And I actually spent some time in Canada World in Epcot Center, and they got a movie there where they run by all the famous Canadians, and it was hosted by Martin Short, who didn't make
Martin Short.
Yes. He's great, too. Yes.
A lot of good, funny Canadians. A lot of comedians.
All of SCTV we ignored except for John Candy, pretty much.
That's true.
Yes.
We got Shane here. He's a big baseball fan, too. We were talking a little bit during the break. Your thoughts, Donor, on Manny Machado signing in San Diego?
Yeah, I obviously you'd heard about it. I actually, Josh Barfield and I have become friends a little bit, and we were texting the other yesterday, and he's like, "Where do you think he's going to? Where do you think Harper and Machado are going to end up?" And my last text was, "I just hope not San Diego." And that was last night. And this morning, he says, "Oh, that didn't work out too well."
So we could blame Shane for that too.
But I, you know what? I think it's going to be. You look at what they have in all their prospects. If they use the ability to trade one or two of those guys to turn something into a pitcher, you got to like their lineup a little bit. Going the way they got some guys that can run at the top of it, and they got some guys that can with some power and then hit for average in the middle, it could be okay.
Their big name acquisitions in recent years have not panned out too well for them. That's what gives me pause for a team that doesn't have like unlimited money to work with.
But you, the money you have now is in your assets, and so I think that
true.
Like you spend your money, you spend your $300 million in cash, but you still have more money than anyone else in assets to trade. And if one thing we're learning is that if you're ranked in the top 100, let's get rid of them now, because only one or two of those guys are going to turn into something, and 2 years from now those guys won't be in the top 150. So. Let's do something. I think it makes sense.
So is that your way of projecting the Padres finish ahead of the Diamondbacks this year?
No. It's obviously going to make the whole division a lot tougher.
Have you, by the way, have you patented your anti-tanking strategy?
No, and no one seems to listen to me, so I kind of stopped talking about it.
Have you really? I think it's a really, really good idea.
I think it would be the best.
That's a great idea. Run it by a go. Do you have something you want to cover?
I do.
Okay, never mind.
I wanted to get Shane Doan's thoughts. Did you hear Don Cherry's rant?
Yeah.
About Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm going to play it. Have you heard it, Bick?
No, I haven't.
This was Don Cherry last week complaining about Carolina, the Carolina Hurricanes and their orchestrated celebration.
This is the National Hockey League. Yeah. Brendan Moore is a good coach. These guys, to me, are jerks. You have to do this in the National. They're still not drawn. This is to me, and I'll tell you one thing, they better not do this in the playoff. What I don't understand is Brendan Moore is a street shooter. He always was. This is a joke. The rest of the guys, young men expressing themselves for joy of winning. They don't do this thing in the net. It's professional hockey. One of these guys are jerks or something. And I'll tell you one thing. They do this in the playoffs, making fun of the other team.
But nobody's out on the ice. The game's over. I admit, I always liked your theory of when you celebrate when you win only. That's why you liked Muhammad Ali, whereas Sugar Ray Leonard did this.
Before. Now, you don't. If you want to do it before. But that is absolutely ridiculous. I know the rest of the people. I know all the broadcasters and everything are afraid to say something like that. They're jerks doing it.
We kind of like it.
I know you. Oh, you're lucky. The weatherman, you know what I mean? I know what I'm talking about. You never do anything like that. They're still not drawn. They're a bunch of jerks as far as I'm concerned.
First of all, we have to isolate the... What are these guys, jerks or something?
That was unedited, right?
Yeah. The rich irony, Donor, of Don Cherry calling somebody else out for the look at me mentality.
Oh, my goodness.
He's wearing like an electric blue jacket with like animal print all over it. Is Don Cherry like... Okay, he's a joke, but he's our joke.
No, he's the Canadian Charles Barkley. He can say whatever he wants without getting into too much trouble.
Or is he the Canadian Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless?
As a Canadian, I don't believe I'm allowed to disagree with Don Cherry.
So, it is against the law.
It is against the law, and I could not. Might be stopped at the border. I don't have that big of an issue with it. I've watched my kids. They all follow them on their Instagram, and because they want to see the celebration. The other day they did the guy hitting the home run.
Yeah.
So they did spring catchers and pitchers reported. So they did a guy hitting a home run.
Yeah, and this isn't like an NFL celebration where it's happening in real time. This is after the game, after the opposing team has already cleared the ice.
It was similar when, and not saying that it's gone, but when players started going down the bench high-fiving each other. Like, when that first started happening, there was guys waiting at the end of the line, and there was going to be a brawl. And then slowly that's kind of crept into our sport, where now it's completely acceptable. Everyone goes down the bench high-fiving after they score. Then it kind of was really a big deal when they said goodbye to the fans. Like, at the end of a game, if you won a game, all the guys went back out. And that started over in Europe. Now it's going to go different. Hey, Las Vegas changed everything with the way that they did their whole approach. And I
think
that's probably, this is an offshoot of that.
And see with the Hurricanes, how they responded on Twitter?
Oh, it was great.
They changed their bio to "that bunch of jerks with the fun celebrations." And they're selling shirts that say "bunch of jerks" with the tag "the jerk store called, and we're now taking orders."
Look, don't. You know there's nothing better than the Reverence Hockey Players Show for the sport, but couldn't the sport use a little more "let's have fun"? Let's embrace guys who are loud-mouthy, different. Couldn't that help a little bit?
There's a balance, I think, there, and I think our fighting kind of keeps that balance in check.
It's a good point.
Donor, thanks for doing this, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. And, I appreciate it.
Sincerely, congratulations on the honor. You're going to can't wait to see the ceremony. Can't wait to see our bad jokes on Sunday night.
Yes, I can't wait.
It's a well-deserved honor.
Thanks,
and,
guys.
Even though it's happening right now, it's still long overdue. I speak for everybody when I say that. Shane Doan in studio with us. He's going to stick around and hang out with Burns and Gambo for a little bit, too. Also, thanks to Brent Sobleski from Bleacher Report for joining us. As always, thanks to you for listening. We appreciate it. We are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.